Hi, what's good, everybody? Welcome back to our Football Fanatics podcast. Today, I'm joined by
Charlie
and Caden.
Today, we're going to talk about three of the five games in the playoffs.
We're also talking about the offseason trades, so let's hop right into it.
The first game we are going to be reviewing is the Ravens versus Chargers game. Mo, what did you find?
For the Ravens versus Chargers game, the outcome wasn't a surprise. The Chargers put up 23. On the other hand, the Ravens only put up 17. Lamar Jackson threw for 194 yards, 2 touchdowns, and only 1 interception. Phillip Rivers, on the other hand, he only threw for 160 yards, no touchdowns or any interceptions. Lamar Jackson also rushed for 54 yards, which were surprisingly more than Chargers running back Melvin Gordon, with only rushing for 40 yards and 1 touchdown.
Why do you think the Chargers won?
The Chargers came out the beginning of the game playing hard. I think how they started off the game intimidated the Ravens because Lamar Jackson fumbled twice in the first quarter but hopped right on top of it. They deserved the win because they knew how to handle the ball. Like, for example, the Ravens fumbled the ball and Lamar Jackson threw an interception, which I think changed the outcome of the game.
I agree. The Chargers had a pretty good lead in the beginning, although the Ravens did come back a little bit, but not enough to win.
Honestly, I wanted the Ravens to win.
Really? I didn't. The Ravens are trash.
Mo, that's because you're a Steelers fan.
No, the Ravens are just really bad. I'm glad the Chargers beat them.
I still wanted the Ravens to win.
Same.
That's because you guys are just Chiefs fans.
No, you.
Moving on.
All right.
Next topic. Charlie, what did you find out about the Chargers versus Patriots game?
The Chargers versus Patriots game was a walk in the park for the Patriots. They put up 42 points against the Chargers and let the Chargers score 28 points back. Also, it was basically over before the third quarter began, since the Patriots had a 99% win probability after the second quarter ended. According to Pete Prisco, a writer and reporter for CBS, said that the Chargers are playing consecutive road games on the East Coast while the Patriots are coming off a bye. That's a big edge to the Patriots. This shows that there might be more of an edge for the Patriots to win because they had a first-round bye in the playoffs. What also could have had a factor for the Patriots winning is that they have home field advantage and have been undefeated at home. Now to the game leaders. The lead passer was Tom Brady with 343 yards, 1 touch, and 1 touchdown. Not a surprise. And trailing him was Phillip Rivers with 331 yards, 3 touchdowns, and 1 interception.
You're right. It's not a surprise.
Yeah, he's a good quarterback, but not the best.
I can guess who you think is.
Who?
All right. Let's get back on game and not who's the best quarterback.
Fine.
Now to rushing. The lead rusher was Sony Michel with 129 yards, 3 touchdowns, and 24 carries. And Melvin Gordon had 9 carries, 15 yards, and 1 touchdown.
Also, not a surprise. Then again, I really don't care about the Patriots that much.
I think the Patriots wear their opponents out with their run game because it seems to be unstoppable. But you can never forget about their receivers because they have people like Julian Edelman. He's a really hard to cover, and nobody expect his rights.
You're right, Mo. The lead receiver was Julian Edelman with 9 receptions and 151 yards. He was pretty difficult to cover all game.
I do think Julian Edelman is a good player, but I think he's a little bit too cocky.
Yes, I agree. He can get really cocky sometimes.
Even though he did good in this game, he did better in the championship game against the Kansas City Chiefs. Caden, what did you find?
Okay, the AFC Championship game was the Chiefs versus Patriots. It was a really tight game all the way to the end. You can ask us Chiefs fans. We were not happy with the calls in that game, especially the ending.
Yep, it was very suspenseful.
And stressful, too.
The score was 37-31. The Patriots won in overtime. My opinion is that they only won because of the coin toss. If they hadn't won the coin toss, the Chiefs would have won the game.
I agree. The overtime rules, in my opinion, are unfair. Kansas City even tried to change the rules.
I also think it was also because Dee Ford was offsides.
I'm still mad about that.
Let's get back on track. The leader for passing yards was Tom Brady for the Patriots. Tom Brady threw a total of 348 yards with 1 touchdown, while Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes threw a total of 295 yards but 3 touchdowns. For the rushing yards, the most rushing yards goes to Sony Michel with 113 yards and 2 touchdowns. For the Chiefs, Damian Williams only had 30 yards and 1 touchdown. Overall, the Chiefs got completely deleted.
It was a tough game, but at the end of the day, the Chiefs got overpowered. They just can't stop the run.
Agreed. The Chiefs' mediocre at best defense couldn't stop the run game at all. That is shown because the Chiefs' defense against the run is ranked 27th in the NFL after the 28th season is over.
The Chiefs need to trade for some star defense players, which leads us to our next topic. Sorry, big trades that happened off season.
We're going to interview people about how they feel about the trades that occurred and if it was worth it or not.
I'm here with Nick and Sean, and today we're going to be talking about OBJ going to the Browns, Antonio Brown going to the Raiders, and Le'Veon Bell signing with the Jets. How do you guys feel about Antonio Brown going to the Raiders?
I feel like Antonio Brown moving to the Raiders, it'll help the fan base in Vegas, but I feel like it won't be very good for Pittsburgh, because, I mean, although they do have some other good players in Pittsburgh, I feel like Antonio Brown was more like the most well-known on the team.
What about you, Sean?
I feel like it's going to be a good fresh start for him.
How do you guys feel about Le'Veon Bell being traded to the Jets?
I feel like Le'Veon Bell will help the Jets be more popular, more well-known, because you don't usually hear about the Jets playing football. You more hear about different things about New York. But I feel like with Le'Veon Bell moving there, it'll help them get more on like ESPN and like SportsCenter.
How are you, Sean?
And I feel like the Jets are going to have a way better season than they did last season.
Finally, what do you guys think about OBJ going to the Browns?
I feel like OBJ and Eli Manning was like a really good combo. And I feel like when he goes to the Browns, he won't really have that with any other quarterback. So I feel like that might deteriorate.
What about you, Sean?
I feel like already with the addition of Baker Mayfield, they already had a way better season. And now with OBJ, they're going to probably be in the playoffs.
Okay.
I disagree with Nick because I feel like when OBJ makes his way to Cleveland, he'll have a really good connection with Baker Mayfield and reunite with Jarvis Landry.
That's all the time we have for today, folks. Thank you for listening to our podcast. This podcast is supported by G Fuel. Use our code in the G Fuel shop, Football Fanatics, for 30% off your G Fuel purchases. If you think this podcast sounded too scripted, well, my question for you is, what did you expect? Thank you for listening to our podcast, and have a good day.